各位弟兄姐妹好。
Greetings to brothers and sisters.
这个主日，冯牧师、冯师母还有几家弟兄姐妹，他们开车北上去参加婚礼。
This Sunday, Pastor and Mrs. Fain and a few other families have went up north to attend a wedding.
是我们亲爱的曹弟兄他妹妹的婚礼。
It's the sister of our brother Charles. She had a wedding.
临走的时候，冯牧师跟我讲说，我上个主日还有很多没有讲完，可不可以请你帮我讲？
And before he left, Pastor Fain had mentioned that he had a lot more to say last week and asked me if I can finish the message for him.
所以他把这大纲给了我，我回去也读了好久。
So he gave me this outline and I studied for a long time.
但是我觉得我应该用林弟兄跟我的例子可能是最好，他说可能他的盔甲太大了。
I think I used the example Brother Lin told me that his armor is too big for me.
我拿不动。
And I cannot carry it.
所以我只好就是找神给我的小一点的信息跟大家分享。
So I just find a little message I want to share with you.
是今天我们刚刚所读的，在路加福音第十三章。
And that was the passage we read earlier from Luke chapter 13.
从二十二节我们一直看到三十节。
From verse 22 to verse 30.
开始的时候让我们一起祷告。
And before we start, let's pray.
主，我们来到你面前，主，我们实在是要献上我们的感恩。
Lord, as we come to you, we need to give you thanks.
我们实在是当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他。
We must seek you when we still have time.
可相近的时候，我们能够求告你。
And be close to you and seek after you.
主，让我们知道，主，我们今天，主，我们需要你。
We know that we need you at this hour.
我们求你。说话在我们每一个人心里面。
May you speak to each one of us to our heart.
除去我们中间的拦阻。
Take away all the hindrance from us.
愿你的名在这边能够得到高举。
May your name be glorified here.
这样祷告祈求都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all these in our Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
我们记得上主日冯牧师把我们带到那葡萄园里面。
Last Sunday, Pastor Feng took us to the vineyard.
但是这葡萄园里面种了一棵很奇怪的果树，是无花果树。
But in the vineyard, there's a special tree, that's the fig tree.
它栽在那边，我们上次也看到，就是三年不结果子。
We saw that 3 years it did not bear any fruit.
结果我们看到就是这个园主来了，家主来了，他说把这个树砍了。
And then the owner came and said, want to cut away the tree.
因为这树不结果子。
Because it's not bearing any fruit.
但是我们知道管园的在祈求着主说再给我们一年。
But the gardener asked for another year.
我们可以把周围的土掘开然后加上肥料。
We can plow the soil around it and then add the fertilizer to it.
希望就是今年可以结出那果子来。
So that it can bear fruit this coming year.
这是神给我们很大的恩典。
And God has given us a very special grace.
让我们还有今天。
So we still have today.
我们能够在这边赞美敬拜他。
That we can be here worship and praising him.
我们想想看，今天如果我们是在前线的话。
If we are in the front line today.
我们不晓得我们时日还有多少。
We don't know how much more time we have.
特别是在美国在这征战的日子里面。
Especially in this time of war.
我们看到那些战士们他们要出征的时候他们有些信徒他们就在外面崇拜。
We saw that some of the soldiers went out there, they do have worship in the battlefield.
他们也就做了祷告就上路了。
And after they pray, they will go ahead.
他们还会不会再有这样机会不晓得。
They don't know if they still have another opportunity.
我们今天我们还能够坐在这边，我们这实在是神给我们特别的机会。
Today we can still sit here is a special opportunity given to us.
我们要珍惜每一次神给我们在他面前这可贵的机会。
We need to treasure that time that we come before God.
其实我们要看看我们周围坐的人，弟兄姐妹也是很宝贵的。
And we look at the brothers and sisters around us, they are very precious too.
他们明天会不会还跟我们一起崇拜，我们也不晓得。
We don't know if they will still be with us tomorrow.
所以我们好不好跟我们旁边的人寒暄一下，拉拉手，在一分钟里面。
Say greeting to our brothers and sisters beside us.
还可以吗？然后我们聚完会，很多时候我们就散掉，就走了。
Otherwise, after the meeting, we'll be all going home.
好，我们来看一下，就是今天我们的题目是努力进窄门。
Today our message is on entering, striving to enter the gate.
这是耶稣回答有一个人问他的问题。
And this is a question, answer that Jesus gave when somebody asked him.
为什么耶稣会这样回答这个人的问题呢？
How come Jesus answered this person with this answer?
我们看一下路加福音13章22节。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 13 verse 22.
这边讲到，如果你们手边没有圣经的话，你们可以 看上面，因为上面都有经文。
If you don't have the Bible with you, it's all posted up here.
耶稣往耶路撒冷去，在所经过的各城各乡教训人。
Then Jesus went through the towns and villages, teaching as he made his way to Jerusalem.
其实他这次定义往耶路撒冷去，他也知道他在那边他会被钉十字架。
Actually, he purposed to go into Jerusalem, and he knew that he will be crucified this time.
但是他经过各城各乡的时候，他还是在那边教训人。
But even though he went through these different villages, he's still teaching those people.
那有一个人来问他说，主啊，得救的人少吗？
And someone asked him, Lord, are only a few people going to be saved?
这边讲到不是说已经得救人是不是很少，你传福音没有果效，是不是没有果效，他不是这样问。
He was not asking that those who are Christian, there's only a few of them, or the sharing the gospel is not effective.
他是说，如果你把天国的福音讲那么高的话，那这样到底有多少人可以得救啊？
He was asking that if the gospel is so hard, then how many people will be saved?
但是耶稣对回答这个问题却对众人讲。
But then when he answered to the crowd there.
他说，你们要努力进窄门。
He said to make every effort to enter through the narrow door.
我告诉你们，将来有许多人想进去，却是不能。
Because many, I tell you, will try to enter, will not be able to.
那你会不会问说，主不是说要万人得救，不愿一人沉沦，怎么会这么说呢？
Then you ask, didn't God want all to be saved? How come it's like this?
所以这边得救跟窄门好像有关系。
So salvation and this narrow door seems like there's a relationship.
我们看一下约翰福音第十四章第六节。
Well, let's look at John chapter 14 verse 6.
好，这边说是主耶稣他自己说，他说，我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
It said, Jesus answered, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me.
有些人说这好狭窄。
And somebody said that it's such a narrow way.
不是条条马路通罗马吗？
Isn't that all the road will lead to Rome?
怎么会这边他说只有我就是道路真理生命，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
How come he's saying here, I'm the only way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me.
难道以前的这些哲理学家或者是这些宗教家没有办法引我们到神面前吗？
You think saying that all these philosophers from before, they cannot guide us to the religious?
他这边是讲就是说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
He say, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
没有所有的哲学家如此的说。
Then no philosopher will say it like that.
他们可以说，我可以指点你道路，我可以跟你讲什么是真理，我可以解释什么是生命。
You can explain what is true, what is life.
但是没有人说我就是。
But nobody will say that I am the.
这边看到好像是一个很狭窄的一个路。
It seems like that's a very narrow way.
在马太福音第七章十四节，他这么说。
In Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, it said like that.
他说，引到永生那门是窄的。
Said the small is the gate that lead to life.
路是小的。
The road is narrow.
找着的人也少。
And only a few will find it.
所以刚刚在问那个些问题的时候，他说得救的人少吗？主却把这样的一个事实摆在他们的面前。
So they was asking, is only a few going to be saved? And Jesus put a fact over here for you.
他好像在这边就说，只有借着我，你才能够到天国里面去。
Seems like he said that only through me you can come to heaven.
其他，你们找不到其他的门路。
You cannot find any other way.
而且这不是说很少人在寻找这条路，而是说许多人想进去，确实不能。
Not like nobody was seeking for this way, but many were seeking, but they cannot.
实在，他就是那窄门。
He is the narrow door.
你还记得在约翰福音第十章第七节他怎么说呢？
Remember in John chapter 10, verse 7, what did he say there?
主他说，我就是羊的门。
He said, I am the door gate for the sheep.
好像只有这个经过这个门进去的才是他的羊。
Seems like only those sheep going through this gate will be his sheep.
如果从其他门路进去的，他说那个就是盗贼。
And he was saying that from anybody enter from another door, they are thieves.
你如果在农业方面，如果你知道一点的话，你会觉得这很奇妙的事情。
If you know that in something about agriculture, this is very wonderful.
在 Kansas City 的地方以前是美国是整个是整个牲畜交易的中心。
And in some time ago, Kansas City is the center of trading for the cattle.
所有这些养好的这些牛羊全部都集中在这。
All these cattle will come to this city.
然后从这边再输送到美国全地去有些就是当然到那个屠宰场或者是就是从这边卖出去。
And they will be then shipped out from this city, some to the slaughter house, some to the trading place.
你看他们在出入的时候，在那羊圈里面出入的时候，他们只留一个很窄的路，只能一头一头的过去。
And when they stand through the cattle, they have that one gate only, and then they will go one at a time.
不管是上车还是下火车，都是只有这样一条道路。
From going up the train or coming down, there's only one little way.
今天我们进入天国的时候，神也是要我们一个一个的进去。
And today, as we enter the kingdom of heaven, God wants us to go in one by one.
还要一个一个的得救。
And one by one, we will be saved.
神不是说你们整批全部都进来。
And God did not say that you come in as a crowd.
他是要每一个都能够认识他。
He wants every single one of you to know him.
而且有时候他一个一个的叫你的名字。
And then he will call your name individually.
最近有几次我有机会在帮一些弟兄姐妹受浸。
And recently I have the opportunity to baptize some brothers and sisters.
以前我对人的名字就是大概就好了。
Before I just kind of know the names.
可能你的姓就知道你的姓，你姓陈姓王就好了。
Maybe I only know your surname.
但是在这服事上面，如果要受浸的时候，我却要很仔细的知道对方叫什么名字，怎么写。
But when I baptize a person, I need to know the detail how to write and pronounce the names.
因为在那边的时候，我需要就是要喊你的名字。
Because I need to call your name.
我想在天家的时候，神也是对我们每一个人的名字，他都很清楚。
I think in the kingdom of heaven, God knows our names very well.
他知道我们每一个人的名字。
He knows our name individually.
好，我们再继续看下去。
Let's continue to read here.
在二十五节他说，及至家主起来关了门，你们站在外面叩门说，主啊，给我开门。他就回答说，我不认识你们，你们不晓得你们是从哪里来的。
In verse 25 said, once the owner of the house gets up and closes the door, you will stand outside knocking and pleading, Sir, open the door for us. But he will answer, I don't know you or where you come from.
这边好像有一个叩门跟关门的一个比方。
It seems like there's a knocking of the door and closing of the door here.
还记得在启示录他说里面说看啊我在门外叩门。
And remember in Revelation it said, look, I'm knocking at the door of your heart.
那你愿意开门的话我就进来跟你一起坐席。
If you're willing to open the door, I'll come in and dine with you.
那怎么说这时候说有人在叩门反而就是帮他把门关了。
And here it's very strange. Somebody was knocking, yet the door was closed.
我自己有一个经历。
I have an experience.
在台湾就是我们的家乡里面我常常回去一个就是山林里面这是我亲戚他所经营的一个一块地。
And in Taiwan, in the villages I came from, there's one of my relatives there, he had a piece of land.
他在那边盖了很多的房子。
He built a lot of houses there.
那些房子都是给一些人就是当作别墅用的。
And those houses are like summer houses for people.
所以我很多时候在暑假的时候我也去那边。
So during the summertime, I went there also.
我去的时候他一看到我远远来他就好高兴。
And when I went and he saw me from the distance and he was very happy.
每次就是我还没到的时候他已经在那边大声的喊。
And every time before I arrive, he will yell out my name.
他说哦你又回来了。
I say, oh, you coming back here.
然后每一次就是把家里最好的东西就是拿出来让我享用。
And then he will take the best food that he has so that we can enjoy it.
那我出国后我后来也知道就是说这个这些产业也转让给别人了。
And after I left the country, I know that this property was transferred to other people.
那有一次我有机会再回去。
And one time I had the opportunity to go back.
因为我外公外婆的墓在那边。
Because my grandparents' graveyard is there.
所以我就是除了去看墓以外我再回去这个以前的这个家园里。
So other than going back there and also visit this family.
我看到好像外面的门都改了已经退了大概100个 yard.
And it seems like the door has been changed and it's been pushed back 100 yards.
那我就走过去因为那时候那个地方是我长大常去的地方所以很多的一石一木我都还记得。
Because that's the place where I grew up from, I remember very clearly of the land.
以前我记得的门都是敞开的。
I remember the door was always open before.
所以我回去的时候他们远远就可以看到我。
So that they will be able to see me from a distance.
但是现在这产业已经转让给别人他们有不一样的经营方法。
But this property was transferred to another person, they have a different way to manage it.
大门现在是关着的。
And the door was closed.
那还有警卫。
And also there's guard there.
所以我就走到那警卫室那边我问他说我想进去这里面看看可以吗
So I asked the guard, can I go in just visit a little bit?
那警卫也不认得我。
And the guard doesn't know me.
他说先生请问你找谁
He said, Mr, who are you looking for?
那我一时也想不起来有谁我只能说哦，那以前的哪一位先生是不是在这里
And I couldn't think of anyone else, so I mentioned this the former owner's name
哦他说哦他对他是以前在这他已经搬走了
so, He was here before but then he had moved away
现在经营的是其他的人
Now it's managed by other people now
所以你还有谁认识你要就是你要来这边拜访
And do you know any other people here so you can visit them?
我一时也想不起来要讲谁的名字
And I cannot recall any names
那我就说好吧那我就掉头就走了
So I just turn around and leave
在我旁边陪我的表弟
And there was a cousin accompanying me at this time
他说就再跟他讲嘛，跟他讲一下说你以前在这边长大了要回来看一看。
And so why don't you tell him that you grew up here, you just want to look around a little bit.
你从美国那么遥远地方回来就几天就回去看一下，就让他可以进去看一下。
You only have a few days from, you know, coming back from America, why don't you ask them so you can go in and visit?
我想一想，我说啊，没有关系，我们就回去吧。
And I thought about it, said, it's okay, we'll just go back.
这是第一次我觉得就是被关在门外的感觉。
And that's the first time I have the experience of being closed out from the door.
实在是很不好受。
It's not a good feeling.
跟以前就是那欢迎的光景完全相反。
It's very contrasting to when I was welcome from before.
在两年后，我有一次机会再回去。
And 2 years later, I still have another opportunity to go back.
那我还是经过那个以前，就是那个那个原地。
And I still go through this land here.
那我就想说，我再去试试看。
So I thought maybe I'll go there and try again.
警卫换了人了。
And it's a different guard this time.
门还是关着。
The door is still closed.
大门关着，旁边有一个小小的门。
The main gate was closed, but there's a little door on the side.
是开着。
It was open.
我去的时候，警卫在吃饭。
And when I went there, the guard was eating.
那我。走到警卫的窗口，我说我可不可以进去看一下。
So I went to the guard and said, can I go and just take a little look?
我在想可能跟两年前一样，就是先生请问你找谁。
I thought maybe it would be the same from before. Mr. Who are you looking for?
但是我很诧异，那个警卫他在吃中饭，然后他看到我进来，他一下子就站了起来。
But the guard was very amazing that he saw that I was here and he was eating the lunch, but then he stood up.
我不认得他。
I didn't know him.
他可能也不认得我。
He probably didn't know me either.
然后他说，先生请进。
He said, Mr. Go in.
后我说谢谢谢谢，那他还说，要不要把那个大门打开，你有没有开车子来。
And he said, also, do I need to open the main gate? Did you drive here?
我说不必，我只有一个人来，我坐 bus 来的，我从旁边的小门进去就可以了。
So it's okay, I came here with the bus, I can just go through the little door.
我就想起这两年到底我有什么差别呢？
And I thought about what was the difference 2 years later.
怎么会就是有这么不一样的就是被招待的方法完全不一样。
And I was received so differently.
也想到就是如果有一天我们回到富家的时候，他问说：“先生，请问你找谁？”
Maybe one day we go to heaven and God said, "Mr. Who are you looking for?"
他如果被关在门外的话，我真的是要跟着圣经讲以外，跟着圣经讲，我必在外面哀哭切齿。
If I was closed out at the door, I would be like this. What the Bible is saying, I would be weeping and having gnashing of teeth.
我希望我回去的时候，就有一个警卫或者是天使跟我讲说。请进。
And I was hoping that when I go to heaven, there will be this guy that Mr. Go in.
所以上个主日就是让我很感慨，就是我们需要把握我们还有今天。
So that I was thinking, meditate on this, that we need to treasure the time when we still have the opportunity.
等到我们有一天见主面的时候，我们是被欢迎进去的。
That one day when we see our Lord, that we will be welcome.
我们再回过头来看。26节
Let's come back here and look at verse 26.
他说那时你们要说我们在你面前吃过喝过，你也在我们的街上教训过人。
And then you will say we ate and drank with you and you taught in our streets.
他要说我告诉你们，我不晓得你们是哪里来的，你们这一切作恶的人离开我去吧。
But he will reply, I don't know you or where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.
很奇妙，这边想，他说我在你面前吃过喝过，意思就是说我在街头上也听过你教训人。
Amazingly, it said that I have ate and drank with you, and then also seems like the Lord been teaching on the street.
但是好像在这边神他不认识这些人。
But God don't know these people.
还记得罗马书14:17他这么说。
And remember in Romans 14:17 it says,
他说因为神的国不在乎吃喝。
So for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking.
只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
其实他在这边讲是在圣灵中的公义、和平和喜乐。
Talk about the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
这些只有在神国里面有。
This will only exist in the kingdom of God.
如果只是吃跟喝，我想跟神好像没有一个关系的建立。
If it's just drinking and eating, seems like there will be no relationship with God.
所以这边我们又看到另外一个关系是吃喝跟坐席的关系。
So here we see another relationship is drinking, eating, and dining together.
如果你没有那个关系的话，你不会在席上坐席。
If you don't have that relationship, you won't be dining with the person.
你不会在那个桌子那边与他一起享用。
You will not be enjoying the food on the same table.
除非你是家人。
Unless you're part of the family.
或者是你是客人。
Or you're part of the guest.
不然的话，你不会在这个桌上跟他一起坐席。
Otherwise, you won't be dining with him.
我还要再讲一个例子。
I want to give you another experience.
我要出国的时候，我去有一个亲戚家，就是学习开车。
Before I left the country to United States, I learned driving from a relative.
为什么呢？因为他有一个这个亲戚他有一个开了一个汽车学习场。
Because this relative have opened up a driving school.
他本身自己是行医的。
And he's a medical doctor himself.
那你还知道我们就是东方人那个医生馆跟那个病房全部都在一块。
At that time, the office for the doctor and the patient's rooms are all together.
所以他们家也很大。
So they have very big house.
那天我就先去汽车厂那边学了开车。
And on that day, I went to the driving school and learned how to drive.
那个因为是我的亲戚，所以他到中午他就打电话来跟那个汽车的那个管理员说，郑修叫到我们家来吃中饭。
And since we're relative, then he called the manager at the driving school and said he wanted me to go over there and eat lunch with him.
The manager 就载我从那个汽车厂载到这个我亲戚家。
So the manager drove me from the driving school to my relative's house.
那他放我下去，他就要回去了。
And he dropped me off and he needed to go back.
我说你怎么不一起进来呢？
So how come you don't come in together?
他说我没有被请。
He said, I was not invited.
只有你，他请你来吃中餐。
He only invited you for the lunch.
那我进去，我看，就是我的亲戚，我平常也很少见这亲戚。我说，哇，你们饭桌这么大。
And I seldom have any dealing with this relative. I went in and saw that they have a very big dining table.
大概这个圆桌子可以坐20个人。
Maybe it can sit 20 people in this round table.
再看他厨房，哇，你的饭锅这么多，这么大，有这么多饭。
The rice cooker they have is so big, you can cook so much rice.
哦，原来就是他们那边有很多的员工，医院的员工还是就是医生，就是跟他一起在那边吃中饭。
And find out that's because of the employees he has that they will eat with him.
那因为他是我要叫他舅公。
And I call him uncle.
所以他那天他就排座位，他要我就是坐在他旁边。
And that day he said he wanted me to sit right next to him.
那其他的员工就是一个一个他叫你坐这里，你坐这里，你坐这里。
And each employee he said you sit here, here, here.
我实在是不好意思坐在他旁边。
And I don't feel right to sit next to him.
然后他跟大家介绍说这个是我的亲戚，然后他来这边学车子，然后不久要出国留学。
And he introduced me, he's my relative, and he's learning how to drive, and he will be going out to United States soon.
这也是另外我学到一个功课。
And this is another lesson that I have learned.
为什么我能够进去跟他坐席，那个管理汽车厂那个 manager 他进不去呢？
How come I can be eating lunch with him, but not the manager from the driving school?
这是因为我跟他有关系。
Because I have a relationship with him.
今天我们到神国的时候也是一样。
Today when we enter the kingdom of God is the same.
你可以跟其他的朋友吃吃喝喝。
You can drink and eat with all the friends you have.
但是你跟他一点关系都没有的话。
But if you don't have a relationship with him,
将来你没有办法跟他一起坐席。
Then you will not be able to eat with him.
唯有你跟他有亲密的关系的时候，他会邀你在席上坐席。
Only if you have an intimate relationship with him, he will then invite you for to eat with him.
今天我们这位主也是在邀请那些跟他还没有关系的人。
And today our Lord are inviting those people who have not have a relationship with him yet.
你可以将来跟神说，我去教会吃过喝过好几次了。
You can tell in the future that I have eaten and drank in the church many times.
他可能说我不认得你。
Maybe he'll say I don't know you.
我最近有机会也是打电话，就是邀请，就是我们在感恩节还是在圣诞节的时候，我们不是有 Pala 请了好多人来。
And recently I have opportunity to contact with those people who came and during Thanksgiving or Christmas time.
他们记得只说，哇，你们煮了好多的炒菜。
And all they remember, you have so many dishes then.
你们煮的很好吃。
And it tastes very good.
然后我说，那你们要不要再请你们再来？
And I said, do you want to come again?
他们说，你们下次有这样特别的聚餐的时候，我会再来。
So next time when you have this special dinner, yes, I will come.
那其他的聚会，有机会再去吧。
And for the other meeting, well, only when I have the opportunities.
神实在要我们成为家里的人。
God wants us to become the family members.
不只是就是我们有很好吃的东西的时候才来。
Not only come when there's good food.
因为在神的国里只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
Because in the kingdom of God, the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit, that's what it counts.
我们再接下去看。
Let's continue to read.
他说我要二十七节，他说我要告诉你们，我不晓得你们是从哪里来的，你们这一切作恶的人离开我去吧。
In verse 27, he said, he will reply, I don't know you and where you come from. Away from me, all you evildoers.
这边又是一个对比。一方面他说我们要努力进这窄门。
Seems like there's a contrast. On the one side, he said, we need to strive to enter the narrow door.
当你要进去的时候，他又说，我不认得你，你离开我去吧。
But as you enter, he said, I don't know you, why don't you leave me?
这边这个对比实在是跟我们有一个很大的警惕。
And this is a great warning for us in this contrast here.
我们知道，我们刚刚提过，他是那唯一的窄门。
And we had mentioned earlier that he is the narrow way.
我们唯有经过他，我们才能够来到这家里面。
We can only come to God through him.
我们如果要从其他的门路进来，我们找不到。
We try to enter through another way, we will not be able to find it.
结果我们知道在这最后的时候他却说离我而去吧。
At the end he would say that why don't you go away from me.
你记得在马太福音他也说将来那审判的日子在他右手边的他就说你要得奖赏。
And remember in the judgment day he said those on the right side you will receive the reward.
在左手边的这些你离我而去吧。
And those on the left side why don't you leave go away from me.
因为他们所接受的乃是一些审判。
Because they receive the judgment.
所以一方面神他有慈爱的声音叫我们进入这窄门。
So on the one side he calls with the gracious voice.
一方面却是一个很严厉的一个审判叫我们离开他而去吧。
And on the side there's a strict punishment and to ask us to go away.
所以我们希望我们选择的是能够进入这窄门。
So I hope that we will choose to enter this narrow way.
我们不希望将来他说你离开我而去吧。
We don't want him to say that in the future that go away from me.
我们再看下去28节。
Let's continue to read from verse 28.
他说你们要看见亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各和众先知都在神的国里。
So when you see Abraham, Isaac, Jacob and all the prophets in the kingdom of God,
你们却被赶到外面，在那里必要哀哭切齿了。
But you yourself will be thrown out. There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth.
所以看起来就是这些人以及众先知他们在神的国里面他们在那边享受。
We see that all these people and all these prophets they are enjoying in the kingdom of God.
但是我们看到被赶到外面的却必要哀哭切齿。
But those who were thrown out they will be weeping and have gnashing of teeth.
有一次耶稣也说过天国好像一个筵席。
And one time, our Lord Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like a banquet.
啊，他请了好多人来。
He had asked many people to come.
很可惜这些钱的人来，他们都说他们有事情不能来。
But regretfully, all these people who were invited have excuses.
然后后来他是说，那不然的话，到路上去请这些他们没有被邀请的，原先没有被邀请的。
And then he said, why don't we just go to the roadside and ask for those who were not invited before?
请他们进来跟我一起坐席。
To ask them to come in and to eat with us.
这边也讲到就是原来好像他自己的子民以色列人他们都拒绝他们不愿意来参加这宴席。
Seems like his chosen people would not be willing to come to this banquet.
但是我们这些原来好像没有被邀请的外邦人我们今天因着信主我们能够在这宴席里面。
And those of us, the Gentiles, that we are not invited before, but now we can come in to dine with him.
但是很奇妙，如果你再继续读下去的时候，我们看到这主人看到来参加筵席的人，有一个人没有穿礼服。
But if you continue to read, you find that the owner saw that there's one of the person who came in without the without the right robe.
然后他要仆人把这个客人，就是。赶到外面去
and then he will just drive him outside.
然后我们知道他的结果也是他在外面哀哭切齿
and the result is the same that he was weeping and having gnashing of teeth on the outside.
其实这礼服今天也是预表的是主耶稣基督的义
and this robe represents the robe of righteousness from our Lord Jesus.
如果我们没有这主耶稣基督的义我们来到神面前的话我们是不被欢迎的
If we don't come with the robe of righteousness from our Lord Jesus, then we will not be welcome.
我们看到结果乃是被赶到外面去。
If the same result to be cast out on the outside.
要让我们能够今天我们能够披戴主耶稣基督的义。
May we just put on the robe of righteousness of our Lord Jesus.
我们不只是接受他成为我们生命的主。
To receive him to be our personal savior.
我们来到神的面前赞美敬拜的时候，我们需要他的义。
When we come to Him, when we worship Him, we need that righteousness.
我们如果说我们还觉得我们还不错，到神的面前，我们很可能就被拒绝。
If we come with an attitude that we are okay, we are good enough, then we will be rejected.
唯有那些愿意谦卑、愿意接受主耶稣的，我们来到他面前，才能够被他悦纳。
Only those who are come with a humble heart to be able to will be received.
二十九节他说从东从西从南从北将有人来在神的国里坐席
and then verse 29 people will come from the east, west, north and south and they will take the places at the feast in the kingdom of God
其实我们这些人都是从这些东西南北而来的
we are all coming from the east, west, north and south
但是我们今天我们却在神的国里坐席
and yet today we are eating within the kingdom of God.
我们享受他的丰富
To enjoy his abundance.
我们在这边一起来赞美敬拜他
That we can come and worship and praise him.
那很奇妙三十节他为什么这么说呢
Amazingly, in verse 30, he said it like that.
他说只是有在后的将要在前有在前的将要在后
So there are indeed, there are those who are last will be first, and first who will be last.
好像这是一个讲到一个前后的关系。
Seems like there's a relationship in being first and last.
其实我们可以看到，如果在当时的话，他是讲到那些文士、法利赛人，他们觉得说，他们神的话、经典，他们都已经研究很透彻了。
He's referring to those Pharisees and Sadducees. They have known so much about the Word of God.
但是我们看到，我们今天。很多时候我们对神的话可能也还不是那么了解但是我们今天愿意接受我们反而在前面
But even though we may not know the words as good as they are but we are willing to receive then we become first
我们再看另外一个经文是在马太福音
Let's look at another passage that was in Matthew
在第二十章
Chapter 20
他是用一个葡萄园来做比喻。
He's using the vineyard as a parable.
第一节到第十六节。
Verse 1 to verse 16.
看看到第十六节的时候，他主耶稣的比喻，他也是这么说。
When we come to verse 16, our Lord Jesus said the same thing.
他说这样，那在后的将要在前，在前的将要在后了。
He said, so the last will be the first, and the first will be last.
我们看到他用他说天国好像家族。
He said the kingdom of heaven is like there's an owner.
在葡萄园里面有许多的工作。
There are many work to be done in the vineyard.
他需要工人。
He need a lot of workers.
那有些可能一大早六点就进去了。
And some may came into work at 6 o'clock in the morning.
有些中午才被招进去。
And some came only at noon.
那下午三点还有人进去的。
And some even came like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
最后到五点的时候还有人进去。
And later on, even at 5 o'clock in the afternoon, some came in.
结果我们知道，他们出来的时候是先进去的先配，还是后进去的先配
？Do you know who was paid first? The first one to come in, or the last one?
结果是后来进去的五点钟进去的那个先拿到 paycheck.
it was the one who came at 5 o'clock, the last one to come in to get the paycheck first.
而且。是不是后来进去的少拿一点
？And was it the last one to come in get less pay？
不是，都一样，都是一样的 pay。
No, they have the same pay。
所以有人就抱怨了。
So some was complaining。
他说：“我们整天劳苦受热啊，那后来只做了一个小时，你竟叫他跟我们一样吗？”
He said, we have worked hard all day, but those who come only work for an hour, how come we get the same pay?
所以家主就回答其中的一个人说，这是在第十三节，他说，朋友，我不亏负你，你与我讲定的，不是一钱银子吗？
But the owner answered, this is verse 13, he said, friend, I'm not being unfair to you, didn't you agree to work for a denarius?
第十四节他说，拿你的走吧。我给那后来的和你是一样，这是我愿意的。
So take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you.
这一钱银子是前面是说讲定的。
And one denarius was a prearranged price, wages.
所以我们看到前面我们可以看到好像是一个应许。
So we saw that in the beginning it seems like there's a promise.
他答应说要给一钱银子，他就这样给了。
He promised to give one a denarius, so he gave that.
那后来那些他们没有做整天的，他们只做一个小时、三个小时的，他们拿到一样。
But later on, those who work for 3 hours, 1 hour, they get the same pay.
那个实在是说是一个恩典。
And that was a grace.
今天我们也是在这样的光景。
Today we are in that situation.
我们都是在恩典里面。
We live in grace.
我们拿的可能跟来。前面进去的一样。
Maybe we get the same as the one who went in earlier.
这是在神国里面的经营。
And this is how God managed his kingdom.
我们如果在十六节那边，他还有小字，他说，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
And in the lower words, it said there are many who were called, but few were chosen.
其实他在马太福音二十二章里面。
Actually, in Matthew chapter 22,
他这边有讲到，就是十四节，他说，因为被招的人多，选上的人少。
It said that for many are invited, but few are chosen.
选跟招，很多时候我们都不晓得，就是为什么有这样的区别。
And sometimes we know don't know the difference between in being invited and being chosen.
我用一个比方。
Let me use a parable.
这礼拜我有机会就是跟一些在学校教书的一些老师一起聚集。
This week I have an opportunity to meet with some of the teachers in the school.
他们请了一位就是交换学者，是从泰国来的一个女的经济学教授。
And there was this exchange scholar from Thailand, a female economist.
那他也是快回去了，所以他们请他来就是在中餐的时候做一个演讲。
And she was about to go home, so they invited her to have a speech during lunchtime.
他就是把我们这东方 这些啊大学的学生的情形跟美国的这些学生的情形做一个比方，
and、
做一个比较。
She had a comparison between the Oriental scholars and the scholars in the United States.
那他就讲到，就说在东方，他们进学校是多难。
In the East, it's very hard to enter the school.
他说每一年有一个会考。
And there will be an exam every year.
大概几乎有300,000人去会考。
300,000 will go in and take the exam.
他说在泰国他们只有收大概10,000人。
But they will only accept about 10,000 students.
所以你看那个比例是差多比例是多少？
There's a very great percentage there.
那我们说那其他人怎么办呢？
So what happened to the other people?
他说还有一些大学是叫做 open universities.
And there are other universities they call open university.
每一个人都可以去注册。
Everybody can go register.
但是他说却很少人可以结束。
But very few will be able to graduate.
因为年轻人缺少那种discipline， 他很难就是自己这样去读书读完四年。
Because most students they are not disciplined enough to finish on their own on the school.
多半他们也有其他的工作。
And they are probably most likely have other jobs.
所以他就说，这实在是一个好像被招考的时候好多人。
It seems that a lot of people when they will take the exam.
然后被选上的却是很少数。
But only a few are chosen.
那这是一个很好比方。
And I think that's a good parable.
他甚至他还跟我们讲了一个情形，他说不止泰国这样，他说他也去过台湾、日本、中国大陆教过书。
And he said not only in Thailand is like that, but in China, Taiwan, and Japan, she taught there also.
他说特别是新加坡跟日本他们竞争更厉害。
And the competition even tougher in Singapore and Japan.
所以他说 他们在泰国的情形是这样，他说最好的学生进去就是 engineer， 不然的话就是医生。
The best student will become engineer or doctors in Thailand.
他说第二流的是建筑师跟律师。
And then the second level will be the architects and the lawyers.
他说第三级的就是学经济的跟做business.
And the third level will be those economists and the business people.
我想说我大概是第三流的。
他
在泰国。
他
说最可惜的是这些都没办法进去的话，最后他们就去做老师。
And the worst is those who cannot go in will be teachers.
所以他说很可悲的就是，如果不是收最好的老师，怎么能够教育最好的学生呢？
Then regretfully, if we don't have the best teachers, how can we have good students?
这是好像世界给我们的一个分出来的等级。
It seems like a class level that was divided in the world.
但是我们知道在神的国里面却不一样。
But in the kingdom of God, it's not the same.
我们只要愿意进入这窄门的。
We are willing to enter this narrow door.
神他都会接受我们。
God will receive us.
他不会把我们这样分等级。
And he will not classify into different levels.
我们愿意进去，我们愿意进到神的国里面的时候。
When we are willing to enter the kingdom of God.
他就邀我们一起跟他坐席。
And he will invite us to eat with him.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
朋友们。
And friends.
我们希望我们每一个人都能够进入这窄门。
We hope that every single one of us can enter this narrow door.
是有很多人想要进去。
Yes, many will want to go in.
但是如果门路不对的话，我们进不去。
But if it's the wrong door, we cannot enter.
唯有这窄门就是主耶稣他自己。
Only this narrow door, and that's our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们可以进去，那天国里面与他一起享受。
We can enter and enjoy with him in kingdom of heaven.
这是神他自己的应许。
This is a promise given to us by God.
所以不是在乎得救有多少人。
Not that it's important how many people will be saved.
而是说你进去的是不是从这个门进去。
But much more important is do you go through this narrow door?
而且神他说我在外面叩门。
And our Lord said that I knock at the door of your heart.
今天是神在外面叩门。
Today is God knocking in your heart.
以后你叩门的时候已经太迟了。
Later on, when you knock at the door, it would be too late.
而且在神的国里面不在乎吃喝。
And then in the kingdom of God, it's not just eating and drinking.
只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。
But rather in righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
希望我们每一个人都是被选上的。
May we all be chosen.
我们能够在天国里面与他一起坐席。
To enjoy the and dine with him in the kingdom of heaven.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
借着主耶稣这段的比喻。
With this parable given to us.
你要我们能够努力地进入这窄门。
That we will strive to enter this narrow door.
谢谢你把这门路指示给我们。
Thank you, you have shown us this door.
你也邀请我们能够进去。
And you invited us to go in.
让我们不要再荒废我们的机会。
Let's not put away the opportunities.
让我们能够说主，我们愿意进去。
That we are willing to say that we're willing to enter.
主，我们愿意在你的席上与你一起的享受。
So we can enjoy the feast with you.
所以我们谢谢你把这比喻摆在我们前面。
Lord, we thank you giving us this parable.
愿你自己的名能够被称颂。
May your name be glorified.
愿你自己的比喻也能够成为我们我们的方向。
And this will become our direction.
让我们能够更清楚主领自己的旨意。
So we know your will even more.
我们将祷告感谢都是奉靠主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray all these in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
请大家起立，我们唱诗歌29首。诗歌29首。